Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
And let's go to Troy Rank, our Fan Broncos insider, joining us now courtesy of Tranny Law. Troy, we are discussing what could possibly be going on to give the Broncos so little faith in Drew Lock. Do you have any insight for us or any speculation what it might be?
Well, it's because they were on two different plans, and that's part of it. They were trying to contend, and so they slow played this decision. Obviously, he was cleared medically 2 weeks ago. So if you were a rebuilding team, as soon as he was cleared, he would have been on the practice field, and you would have been using him, and you wouldn't have cared whether Joe Flacco was doing well or not, because you would have said, this season is about finding about Drew Lock. They were not in that posture. And so in the process now, he hasn't practiced since right around August 15th, 16th. He's been doing the virtual simulator and doing stuff that way. They are not down on Drew Lock. And for people to say they've already decided on Drew Lock based on this decision, I think that's unfair. Now, he may not end up showing he can do it, but we got to see him in a real game to even make that judgment. We're making that decision based on what somebody thinks about how he's doing with virtual reality. I mean, really? That's what we're talking about? He hasn't practiced in 10 weeks. I talked to Drew about this. He said, listen, I do need reps. Like, it's totally different than watching it on a simulator through Joe Flacco's face mask to me being out there. So to give up on the guy before he even plays is silly. Again, part of the issue is they started the year trying to contend, and then they had to go into a different lane here. We're not contending. Flacco's hurt. Oh, we got to see this young kid, and that wasn't the plan. So now it looks like, as you know, I like to say, and you do, D-Mac, they were kind of half pregnant here. Now, for me, you need to be very clear in the next 2 weeks. He practices for the Minnesota game, gets 2 weeks of reps in, and have him in position to start, if at all possible, against the Chargers on December 1st.
Well, Troy, I got to tell you, man, for the life of me, I'm trying to just grasp even remotely why Drew Lock is not practicing. And at the end of the day, I mean, my biggest question is, what is the justification? And make sense of it for me.
Well, he's not practicing because he hasn't practiced in 10 weeks, and they don't think in a short week he'd be ready to be the backup, because of the absence between playing and not playing, Tyler. That's their simple explanation. It's frustrating because he could have been practicing 2 weeks ago, but they were delaying IR decisions, believing they could need it on a player that would help them contend, which Lock wouldn't have necessarily fit in that category because they had a starting quarterback. So basically they're giving themselves a week with Britt Rippon and then allow to catch their breath, get the bye, and then move forward with Drew Lock. It's more of a timing thing, and it is frustrating. I totally understand why fans are frustrated by it. They are trying to put him in the best position to succeed based on what, you know, I gather from Drew, I gather from them. They're trying to put a plan in rather than just say, okay, he's ready, boom, put him out there, and then all of a sudden he looks terrible, and you're like, oh, my God, this guy isn't the guy. So I get it, Tyler. I can only tell you because of the absence from when he was injured to now, they didn't feel like this week would make sense for even to be the backup.
Troy, Brandon Allen said that when he came here, he was somewhat familiar with this offense because Sean McVay runs a version of this offense, not the exact one. What are your personal expectations for a guy who hasn't taken the snap in a regular season game in the NFL?
I just hope they tweak it to his skill set. He has more mobility. He's a guy that can move around a little bit and make plays outside the pocket. You know, if you want to do a little RPO, do that. Try to tweak the offense to win the game with him in it. The idea he needs to learn and run the offense Flacco ran, that's stupid to me. That offense they were running wasn't exactly lighting up the scoreboard. They're averaging 15 points a game. Use his mobility and his differences to your advantage. I agree with Flacco. They need to be more aggressive. I mean, again, if you are more aggressive, what is going to be the end result? You turn it over and you lose games? How is that exactly different than what they're doing now? But other than being, you know, the Rick Ross, Meek Mill lyric, scared money, you don't make money?
Absolutely, Troy.
I'll take your word for it. I'm better with REO Speedwagon lyrics, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, it's I'm a Boss by those two. Like, scared money, don't make money. Play without fear. You have nothing to lose at this point. Tweak it for him. He is a confident kid. He's a smart kid. He's waited 4 years for this opportunity. So in that sense, it's a cool story. Players have been impressed when I talked to him about his knowledge of the offense, but we don't know a lot about him. And to say we saw him in preseason, as you, Rick, and Tyler know, that's a totally different animal. The speed of the game changes, the nerves change, the anxiety changes. So I just hope they use his mobility to his advantage where they run some things we haven't seen before.
All right. Thank you, Troy Rank. We have to take it on the run. We'll talk to you later. Troy Rank, courtesy of Tranny Law.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.